NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, people will remember a couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Philip O'Connor. He's an Irish journalist. He's been based in Sweden for an awful long time. And it was about these pamphlets that are being distributed in Sweden to every household in the country, telling people how to prepare in the event of war, whether there was a nuclear attack or some other massive attack like that, or indeed the country was invaded. And it comes hot in the heels of similar information being shared digitally in the other Nordic countries. And now it turns out that in Germany as well, there is this. The German state is developing an app to help people locate the nearest bunker in the event of an attack. Declan Power is with me, the security and defence analyst. Declan, do we have plans in this country?
No, not to that extent or of that particular nature, certainly that I'm aware of. No, and I think perhaps we would need to think about, well, first of all, what is the nature of the threat to Ireland? We're not in the front line in the same way of threat, of kinetic threat, of full-spectrum military attack in the way that some of our European partners are, such as Germany or Scandinavia. However, there have been some experimentations with regards to texts, more to do with extreme weather events and things like that, advising people or warning people. We're a long way away from looking or thinking about mass protection of civilians from airstrikes. But then the good news is that's not likely to be something that's in the immediate horizon for Irish people because of our nature of where we are geographically and geopolitically.
So no more iodine tablets in the post, you suspect?
No, but however, not to be too blasé about it, we live in, as the Chinese would say, interesting times. Over the coming period, how the handling of the Ukrainian war is managed, will Donald Trump instigate negotiations? Will there be a settlement? The nature of that settlement, there probably will be, based on what's been talked about. If both sides want to enter into it willingly and have something to negotiate about and are willing to cede something on both sides. However, if it turns out that the Russians end up with getting pretty much all that they want, just for the sake of what appears to be peace, a lot of credible observers reckon that they will attempt to do something further in terms of encroaching on territory in another period of 3 to 5 years. So, you know, what I'm saying there is the possibility of hostilities of one sort or another would be most likely not have gone away. But it's the nature of the hostilities. And most people do not expect, most observers in the security and defence world don't expect a full all-out kinetic war or anything else. But you will see probably an increase of hybrid warfare. And that's something that our state would probably do well to put together a series of, shall we say, civil support civil supports, be they in app form or whatever else, warning people what to do if there was a combination of tech outage, power outages, a cyber attack. You can imagine how debilitated a country like ours could be made if those two things happened and if we didn't have some sort of a game plan.
Yeah, you mentioned apps there as well. So I was reading about this earlier and I was reminded I was in Russia in 2008 when they invaded Georgia and we didn't know what had happened until about a week later when we left the country. And this was kind of the pre-smartphone era. So unless you kind of went out of your way to look for information, you weren't bombarded with it. That's all changed now. So this is why the German state is doing this by app. But in the case of some sort of nuclear attack on Germany, am I going to be able to open my iPhone and access an app on my kind of on my Wi-Fi at home to find out where the nearest bunker is?
No, I think at that stage it would be far too late. So a certain amount of those things are about instilling confidence in the public. But I think it's also important to realise, and this is maybe an advantage Ireland has, small countries like ours that are still relatively homogenous, where we have a sense of community and identity, as was proven during the pandemic. You know, the government can wrap those supports around community engagements and activities, you know, building them from the ground up, so that simple messages about what to do, you know, first of all, identifying the nature of threat. Let's just go back to my point there. I don't think we're thankfully not looking at what some countries are looking at, potential for airstrikes or rogue missiles coming into their territory. But we are, and we have experienced interference, disinformation and cyber attacks. And couple that with attacks on our power system. Then you're looking at something that, you know, apps aren't going to solve the problem, but having an awareness at community level as what to do, who will assist, how the local civil defence and other agencies that are responsible at local authority level would attempt to provide essential services, and the average citizen knowing that in the event of something happening, this is who you get in contact with, and this is how you manage it. And then coupling that with public information messages about looking out for each other and neighbours, as we did during the pandemic, that is pretty essential. And I think, in fairness, I think government departments, I was at a recent conference that the newly organised Office of Emergency Management, part of the Department of Defence, organised for a variety of government departments. And departments such as Department of Transport, Department of Environment and Climate Change, and indeed the HSE, have all been developing crisis simulations about real-time threats and identifying threats that are likely. So, you know, not threats that are you know, out there on the very edge, but things like power outages and how that would affect people. And so it's probably good for people to know that there are teams of people within our public service working on how to respond to those things and working out systems and mechanisms that are capable of being applied. We're in a state of flux. This is something new, I think, to this country at a state level. But we are nothing if not adaptable. And being a small country gives us a versatility and agility.
Declan Power, security and defence analyst. Declan, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.